This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his way to attend the 6th annual Quad Leaders Summit at Wilmington in Delaware, which is scheduled to begin past midnight. Members of the Quad group are expected to discuss a host of issues, ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies. Prior to the Quad summit, Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with President Joe Biden tonight. He's also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with his Australian counterpart, Anthony Albanese, and Japanese counterpart, Fumio Kishida. Prior to his departure to US this morning, the Prime Minister in a statement said that the Quad Forum has emerged as a key group of like-minded countries to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. He added that he's looking forward to joining his colleagues for the Quad Summit. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his meeting with President Biden will provide an opportunity to India and US to review and identify new pathways to further deepen comprehensive global strategic partnership. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. In this phase, 26 constituencies, spread over 6 districts, will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that Jammu and Kashmir has witnessed an unprecedented transformation under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, moving from terrorism to peace. Addressing a public rally at Mendhar in Poonch district, he said that the youth of J&K now hold laptops in their hands instead of stones. Mr. Shah also addressed rallies in Rajouri and Jammu districts. Congress Chief Mallikarjun Kharge, who is in Jammu to campaign for Congress candidates in the ongoing assembly elections today, said his party would launch an agitation against threats to Rahul Gandhi. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that Mr. Kharge asserted that the Congress would not be cowed down by the RSS BJP's poisonous mindset. Kharge questioned Prime Minister Narendra Modi's failure to take action against leaders of his party who used derogatory remarks against the Lok Sabha leader of opposition. President Draupadi Murmu has met with several victims of Maoist violence from Bastar region of Chhattisgarh at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the president said that no objective can justify taking the path of violence, which invariably proves too costly for the society. President Murmu urged the left-wing extremists to abjure violence, stating that the government will make all efforts to solve their problems. Several Sikh organizations and committees across the country met today with Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai regarding the statement made by Lok Sabha Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi in the US. BJP leader Manjinder Singh Sirsa stated this while addressing the media in New Delhi. He said that Mr. Gandhi's remarks have created an atmosphere of fear within the Sikh community. Junior doctors have joined the emergency duty in all medical colleges in West Bengal. They have withdrawn their strike after 42 days after the gruesome rape and murder of the PGT doctor at RG Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on 9th August. The state government had circulated a 10-point directive for the safety and security of all the medical colleges and hospitals in the state. Voting for the presidential elections in Sri Lanka is underway in the first elections after the economic downturn. Our Colombo correspondent reports that so far voting has been peaceful as the 17 million electorate vote to choose the 9th executive president. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over several parts of the country during the next few days. Heavy rain is expected in Odisha from tomorrow till Tuesday and in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Thursday. And in cricket, Bangladesh were batting at 155 runs at the loss of 4 wickets in 34.4 overs in third session at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when reports last came in. Najmul Hussain Shanto were at 50 runs and Shakib Al Hassan 3 runs on the strike. Earlier, India have declared their second innings total on 287 for 4, setting a massive total of 515 runs for Bangladesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.